From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. It's good of you to join me once more in our morning Bible study. John 20, the last chapter of this Gospel, is where we will be turning for our study today. You know, I will have to give thought to selecting a new book of the Bible to study, and that very soon. If you have any thoughts as to which book of the Bible you feel it would be profitable to have a look at, well, contact me, and we'll see what we can do. At 3 p.m. this afternoon, I will play the second part of a sermon that I preached in my church on the subject of a wake-up call to the world. It's based on Amos chapter 4, the verse 12, and the words, "Prepare to meet thy God." Already interest has been shown in this message, and my offer of a free cassette of the whole sermon has been taken up. Be sure to send for your free copy. Before we turn to John chapter 20, the verses 1 and 2, let's listen to a combining of the two hymns, "I Will Praise Him" and "Jesus Paid It All." Our topic today is the resurrection of Christ, and we're just going to look at the first two verses of chapter 20. As we turn to this chapter, we come immediately to one of the key events in the whole story of redemption. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is a pivotal doctrine of the gospel. Paul said, "If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins." then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and the verses 17 to 19. The whole gospel message ceases to have meaning if Christ did not rise from the dead. His mission had ended in failure, and sin and the devil would have triumphed. But Christ did rise from the dead, and here is the record of that event. First of all, note the day of his rising, the first day of the week. Verse 1 reads, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre." We are specifically told the day that Jesus rose from the grave. Why? Because God would have his people thereafter commemorate that day and hallow it by meeting together for worship and the hearing of the gospel. We are told in a number of places that believers were taught by the apostles to meet for worship on the first day of the week. From the creation until the resurrection, the day on which God's people met was the seventh day. That day commemorated the finishing of creation. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, through to chapter 2, verse 3. But the rest day changed after the resurrection. The first day of the week, the day in which Christ's rising from the grave clearly demonstrated that he had finished the work of redemption, became the Christian's rest day, or Sabbath, for that's what Sabbath means. That it did indeed become the day of rest and worship may be seen from some verses in the New Testament. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Acts chapter 20, verse 7. The breaking of bread, or the communion service, was held on the first day of the week, and it is still so today amongst God's people. Now concerning the collection of the saints, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and the verses 1 to 2, "As I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." The first day of the week was the day the churches in Galatia and in Greece met and received a collection from their members for the needy Christians in Jerusalem. In Revelation chapter 1 and the verse 10, John the Apostle, while he was an exile on the Isle of Patmos, called the first day of the week the Lord's Day. "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet." Thus we see that throughout the apostolic church, the first day of the week had become the day of rest, the day of gathering, the day of worship, the Lord's Day. Secondly, note the one who is here mentioned first in connection with the Saviour's resurrection. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre. Verse 1. We are told little in the Bible about Mary Magdalene. By the way, the name Magdalene merely indicates that she came from Magdala, which is a little south of Capernaum, on the shore of the Lake of Galilee. We are told in Mark chapter 16 and the verse 9 that Mary Magdalene had 7 devils cast out of her by the Saviour. Despite the little information we have been given, it has not stopped men inventing things about her. The myth that she was a woman of great immorality before her conversion, one who was a habitual transgressor of the 7th commandment, has no foundation in Scripture whatsoever. It is an invention of men and devils, and used to impugn the name of Christ and his gospel. Mary was a most devout follower of Christ. She was last at the cross and first at the grave. Those who owe Christ most will love Christ much. Thirdly, see here evidence that even such a devoted disciple as Mary did not expect the Saviour's resurrection. When she saw the empty tomb, she ran to Peter and John and said, "They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him." Verse 2. She did not say, "The Lord is risen, for his tomb is empty." No, she thought rather that the Roman authorities or the Jewish leaders had stolen the body of Christ. Of course, this was not an ignorance which afflicted Mary only. Rather, it was the general state of all of the disciples. For we read in verse 9, "For as yet they knew not the Scripture, that he must rise again from the dead." This included the apostles Peter and John. However, they were soon to learn the truth of what had happened on that glorious first day of the week. But as yet, they were in ignorance. God's people generally suffer from a lack of a full understanding of the purpose of God. Even though Christians have the Bible, and the help of the Holy Spirit in the reading and understanding of it, so ingrained is our natural ignorance of things spiritual that we are yet in the dark about many matters related to our Saviour and his cause. Truth is often mixed with error and fancy and myth. It ought not to be, but sadly it is so. Christian, study God's word in a systematic fashion. Read a portion every day and seek to understand what it is that God has recorded for our learning. If you do so, the light of God will increase within your soul, and you will grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 3 and the verse 18. Let that be something that you determine to do with the help of God's grace in 2006. Please join me today at 3 o'clock this afternoon. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.